A Skagway man pleads not guilty in a police shooting case, and the Haines-Helisky Map Committee tries to compromise. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. A Skagway man pleaded not guilty Monday to multiple charges stemming from an alleged shooting at local police in September. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
Eric Craig Estep was arraigned in Juneau Superior Court. Last month, he was indicted on two counts of assault in the first degree, a Class C felony. According to charging documents, Estep recklessly placed Skagway police officer Brian Williams in fear of imminent serious physical injury by means of a dangerous instrument. The second assault is the same, but the subject is the other responding officer, Tom White. According to charging documents, on September 29th, police responded to Estep's home after receiving reports he was suicidal, intoxicated, and armed with two guns and knives. He was allegedly requesting police to respond. Arriving at the residence, police requested Estep to come to the door and talk. At that time, police say he yelled that he wanted the officers to kill him. According to police, Estep emerged from the residence with a shotgun and proceeded to fire two shots. Both officers said they feared for their lives, believing they were being shot at as they ducked out of the way. Estep surrendered after a brief standoff. According to court documents, he admitted to shooting in an attempt to provoke the officers to shoot and kill him. Estep also faces a charge of misconduct involving a weapon in the third degree, a Class A misdemeanor. That's for possessing a firearm when intoxicated to the point of physical or mental impairment. He was allegedly in possession of a 12-gauge shotgun and a rifle, both loaded with ammunition. According to charging documents, Estep admitted to consuming 16 beers and had a breath alcohol content of 0.165. His trial is scheduled for January 17th in Juneau Superior Criminal Court. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
After more than a year of stalled progress on Skagway's waterfront, the Borough Assembly hopes a port consultant will move things forward. At a meeting Thursday, the Assembly approved a nearly $200,000 contract for short-term planning on Skagway's waterfront. Last year, Skagway officials proposed a contract that would give White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad rights to the borough port property it currently leases for another 35 years. That lease failed in a public vote. Where should Skagway go next? There is contamination in the ore basin that needs to be cleaned up. There are bigger cruise ships on the horizon that require a larger dock. There is state grant funding on the line that expires in less than 9 months. Should Skagway continue its current relationship with White Pass, which is a huge tourism draw and major employer, or would some other arrangement be more beneficial? The Borough Assembly hopes a fresh set of eyes can help answer those questions. That's why the Assembly authorized spending nearly $200,000 on a port consultant contract with Anchorage-based Moffitt and Nickel. Assemblyman Steve Burnham Jr. is on the steering committee that will work with the consultant.
I think this is what we need to help move our port forward in the way that's best suits Skagway.
At first, Moffitt and Nickel's price was over $400,000, but the steering committee worked with them to refine the contract. The fee is now $197,000. Here are some of the tasks Moffitt and Nickel will take on in the next 4 months or so. 1. Make a plan for short-term port improvements to address immediate needs and utilize grant funding. 2. Prepare a valuation of waterfront real estate. Some Skagway residents have criticized the municipality for drawing up a lease without an assessment of the port's value. 3. Work with the public and other stakeholders, including White Pass, to explore opportunities and challenges on the waterfront. 1 open house and 2 community work sessions are planned. Assembly members have said public involvement is key, especially after criticism from last year's lease that the negotiations were not transparent enough. 2024, Moffitt and Nickel will prepare a short-term plan for the waterfront and make preparations for a long-term plan. At the previous two assembly meetings, White Pass representatives have expressed their worry over the timeline Skagway is working with to host breakaway-class cruise ships. White Pass President John Finlayson said the company hasn't heard anything from the borough since the assembly voted in July to re-engage in lease discussions with the railroad.
I probably don't need to talk about too much about the urgency involved. I think everybody knows it's urgent. However, it's been 3 months and we still haven't heard anything. So while everybody knows it's urgent, I think actions probably speak louder than words.
Skagway officials hope to take action with help from the port consultant. What kind of action remains to be seen. Before the Moffitt and Nickel agreement is finalized, it needs to be reviewed by the borough attorney. At the next meeting, December 1st, the assembly will discuss how to pay for the $200,000 contract. On Monday, the word of the night was compromise as the Haines-Helisky Map Committee and community members attempted to work together on where Helisky activity should be allowed. KHNS's Abby Collins has more.
It hasn't been an easy process. The current Helisky Map Committee was controversial from its conception. When two industry players who submitted changes earned seats in the group, one of them representing the general public, the question of conflict of interest overshadowed the actual work. Then, the process of reviewing map changes was slow to start. Several areas were punted to be revised before going to a vote. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is involved, mainly to advise on critical goat habitat. But they won't have concrete data on that until long after the committee's deadline has passed. At the last borough assembly meeting, Assemblyman Tom Morfitt said he's planning to draft an ordinance to get rid of the committee after this iteration. It's clearly not a perfect operation, but at Monday's meeting, one thing was clear. Community members and industry players were open to working together toward the benefit of both parties.
You know, a lot of this discontent between the industry and some of the other users, you know, I'd like to see it disappear and see us all come together a little bit more.
That's Sean Brownell, who owns Alaska Heliskiing and holds the industry representative seat on the committee. At Monday's meeting, he advocated for working together with residents. The biggest compromise happened during the discussion on one of SEBA's proposals. That stands for Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures, another local heli-skiing business. For the committee's purpose, the area is known as S3B. It's on the Chilkat Range, facing Chilkat Inlet. According to SEBA's owner and committee member Scott Sundberg, this is a spot that was historically used without complaint until the heli-ski map was conceived. Now they'd like it back. But Haines resident Eric Hawley said this is one spot that local backcountry skiers would like to continue to access. Sundberg agreed about the quality of the ski run.
It's a long run. It's got pretty mellow slopes. Most people can ski it.
He said this is a spot that has drawn business to Haines.
Some people that have skied around the world say it's one of the most awesome runs is out there.
One of the criteria the committee is supposed to be deciding on is commerce. Drawing more skiers to Haines is certainly an argument for that. But Hawley said spots like this one are why some people choose Haines as their home, contributing to the economy in a different way. Neither party asked to completely exclude the other from skiing there, and they discussed creating a shared use agreement in the area. Here's Sundberg.
I'm a skier. I want everyone to enjoy the mountains. It shouldn't be just one or the other. I guess that's my... In this area, I think that places do need to be set aside for quiet recreation.
Ultimately, the committee voted to recommend the map change for approval, with the inclusion of a shared use agreement. That would allow non-motorized users, like backcountry skiers, to enjoy the run at agreed-upon times, without helicopter activity. This area drew a lot of discussion at the meeting, but the committee also voted to recommend four other changes to the borough manager for approval. Another was partially recommended. To see the areas the committee recommended for approval, visit this story at khns.org. The next meeting will be held November 21st at 5 p.m. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.